Welcome back to Romantasy, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host and the CEO and co-founder of Dipsy, Faye Keegan. Right now on the Romantasy podcast, we are listening to Night School, a very sexy vampire professor series. And this week, we are listening to episode 3 titled Asked and Answered. As a reminder, Dipsy is the app for audio romance. If you like what you are hearing here, we have a lot more Romantasy series like it available right now on the Dipsy app. But please lean back, relax, listen, get your headphones ready, because here it is, episode 3 of Night School, Asked and Answered.
The cold ocean air was blowing down the street. God, I was not ready for winter here. Still, downtown felt charming in its usual way. Bookstore, wine shop, trinkets. I needed to grab a bottle of red for my dinner with Nicholas later, but for some reason, the little occult shop caught my eye. I'm not sure why I felt drawn to it.
Hello? Hi, welcome.
A woman with long, dark hair sat at a round table watching me intently. She was dressed exactly how I might imagine. A long dress with fringes and silver rings with bright stones on nearly every finger. What the hell was I even doing in this place? The incense, the dim light, the deck of tarot cards laid out on the table in the corner. It was like a parody of what I might envision. But her eyes were clear and assessing.
Hi, I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't have an appointment or anything.
That's fine. Come, sit down.
She touched the cards almost absentmindedly, and then she started. Her focus changed. All her energy was directed on cutting, shuffling, drawing 3 cards, placing them face down on the table between us.
Please turn the first one over.
The Lovers.
The second, please.
The Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Knight of Swords.
Somewhat unusual. The Lovers signifies romance, of course. And then there's the Tower, which tell me that you're coming up on a big revelation from which there is no coming back. The Knight of Swords. A decision is coming. Soon. Either completely disastrous or completely life-altering. Renewing. Can I ask you, the man you're seeing, is he older?
I mean, maybe not old, but yeah. How did you...
And you dream of him?
Yes, I dream about him sometimes.
These dreams come true.
She reached out and put her hand over mine, pressing it down against the table, like a warning.
You need to trust your intuition about him.
My intuition? It's all over the place.
You know more than you think. I need to clarify. We're going to pull a 4th card.
I thought about her words. Did I know what Nicholas was? Up until that moment, I hadn't articulated to anyone, not even myself, the thought that maybe he was dangerous.
The Devil...
You need to be careful.
What do you mean?
This man, he has great power over living things. Anything with blood coursing through its veins, that means you.
This is just... Sorry. How much do I owe you?
We both stood up. The incense felt like it was choking me.
Keep your mind sharp.
I pressed some cash into her hand. Shouldn't be a problem. On the drive over, I felt like a zombie. I couldn't absorb what had happened in the tarot shop. I wanted to believe the woman had been crazy, some old witch spouting nonsense. The problem was that what she'd said made sense. I pulled up to his house right as the light was leaving the sky, and I almost cackled when I saw where he lived.
You've gotta be kidding me.
It was a gigantic Victorian in pristine condition, painted an almost black purple. It was on the edge of the redwood forest. The line of trees ran right up to his backyard. Fog hung everywhere.
Helena.
Nicholas.
Come on in.
Are you going to give me a tour?
Absolutely.
Is that a tower on the top of the house?
Technically it's a turret.
Of course, just a turret.
I know, it's a bit over the top. Come here, I'll show you the parlor.
We moved slowly through the first floor. The house wasn't as grim on the inside as the exterior hinted. Nicholas had stuffed it with books, whose titles I had to drag myself away from. Warm lighting and candles, of course. It seemed modern, actually. Comfortable.
So, how old is this place, exactly?
It was built in 1912. I didn't realize you had such an interest in architecture.
Well, I was just...
If there's things you want to know, you can ask me, Helena.
I mean, I have asked you questions. It's just that you never actually answer them.
It's just complicated. But I'll answer. Answer anything that you want to know. I'm all yours tonight.
Can I ask how old you are?
You can.
That's not an answer.
I stopped counting a long time ago. So this is the study. I rarely do work in here. I find it too formal.
Nicholas. You can't just tell me you've stopped aging and then change the subject. You look 40-something, but your dissertation is over 30 years old.
Ever the researcher. I should have known you'd check your facts. You aren't going easy on me, are you?
Definitely not. Can you tell me why you got kicked out of Oxford?
Ah, that. I loved it there, but it was, It was a very demanding job. In short, they found my dining habits less than traditional.
As in?
Next question.
I thought you were all mine tonight.
Oh, I am. Let's head upstairs. I really do want to show you the turret. Just so you know, the way I operate involves very little, pain. Sounds really creepy when I say it like that, doesn't it? I've never talked about it before. I should be clear. My diet, it's only animals.
Right. So, you've moved from place to place for so long because of similar situations to what happened at Oxford.
Or the fear that similar situations might arise, yes.
Got it.
Here, check out the view from this window. I like to watch the fog roll in the early morning, before I shut down for the day.
We were in the turret now. A modest bed sat in the center. Windows all around us with blackout shades rolled up at the top.
Wait, you sleep here?
No. No, I don't.
Ever?
No.
He sat next to me on the bed. The starlight made his hair look almost silvery. He turned to face me, his expression difficult to read. He reached out and tugged lightly, almost absent-mindedly, at a strand of my hair. A jolt ran through me, just below my navel.
I know that I do that to you.
His face was close to mine.
What? What is that?
Some kind of charge we share. I suppose it's something chemical that has to do with what I am. You do it to me too. But it feels different. I hear a rushing noise when I'm close to you. Like water. Or...
like when I do this.
I reached out and traced his lips. He opened his mouth slightly, sucked my finger in. Electricity again.
Exactly. You know what I am. I think.
I do. I moved my finger down his chest, undid the two top buttons.
How does it make you feel?
I just need to know. Should I be scared?
You're not acting very scared.
He leaned in closer, hovered his mouth right over my neck. The buzz grew in the tiny space between our skin. It was almost unbearable.
I guess you don't scare me.
His mouth found my neck, and he kissed me hard, so that I felt the slight scrape of his teeth. The same buzz bloomed.
Do you like that?
Yes.
He grazed his teeth up to my earlobe, nibbled it, breathed hot into my ear. I felt my legs go weak.
Oh, yeah.
Any more questions?
Were you alive during the things you write about? The history in Europe, the myths?
Sit on top of me.
He sat on the edge of the bed and I nestled into him so that we were facing each other. We were totally naked now. I felt his cock pressing against me and rocked just slightly against it. The electricity I was familiar with by now flared.
How do you feel about me?
That would take forever to tell you.
I rocked again against him, pushing my breasts even further in his face, and feeling his cock stiffen more. It was parting me, pushing into me just slightly. I raked my fingers down his back.
Oh, do you want me?
You... No, you know the answer to that. I never wanted someone as much as I want you.
I rocked once more, harder. Felt myself take him in slowly.
Oh, it feels so good.
Oh, I want to do this all night.
We have all night.
He wrapped his arms around me, lay back slowly on the bed, carrying me carefully with him so that I was lying down too, on top of him. We were face to face, and I felt that soothing, otherworldly coolness of his skin against mine. He was inside me still, thick, hard.
The way I want you is intense.
Should we go slow?
Control myself.
His face was full of desire. I sat up slightly, moved my hips in wide circles. We were holding eye contact. He bit his lip, reached his hands out to find my breasts, pinched my nipples hard. I was circling my hips so slowly that it almost wasn't movement. We were breathing together, feeling the buzz of pleasure grow and shift. He reached out and held my hips in his hands. I felt the edges of his nails. I was getting closer and closer. He sensed it, I could tell. I wanted to get close to him again. Started to lean forward. His hands on my shoulders now were pushing back against me, keeping me upright. I collapsed onto him. His arms encircled me. I felt him rest his head in my hair, take a long, calm breath in.
I am not sure I really have the right word for it.
Hopefully good.
Definitely good. I'd say powerful, magic.
Good. I do think we should try to move slowly. I'd never hurt you, but I don't want to be reckless. I never want to lose control.
I wasn't quite sure what to say. Even now that I knew what he was, it was hard to feel anything but safe in his arms. He stroked my hair slowly. I felt energized.
Is it terrible to always be awake?
Considerably better with your company.
Well, I'd like to be here more. Just have a few more questions.
I wouldn't expect anything less from you. Ask away.